Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, my wonderful friends. Welcome back to r/ProRevenge, where you'll hear stories about people getting their just desserts. Guys, I hope your day is going well today. And guess what? It's about to get even better. Guys, this episode has three stories. The first, OP gets back at a friend who frequently dines and dashes at expensive restaurants and leaves them stuck with the bill. The second story, a teacher gets back at some students who think it's funny to prank him. And we'll finish up with OP telling a story about his friend's divorce and how the wife tried to take more than she deserved. Guys, I hope you stay for the stories today, and do hit that subscribe button for future revenge stories. Let's dive in. This first story is titled, Dine and Dash Diva Gets What She Deserves. My group of friends have been together for quite some time, starting from the end of middle school. The majority of us ended up going to the same college, so good for us. Anyway, one of our quote friends has been acting unreasonably and starting drama for fun. It's been slowly building up about a year. Now, gossip and rumors we can deal with because we know each other, and we can usually pick the truth from the lies easily. At the point of our rumor spreading, we distance ourselves from her quite a bit. Her latest antics have been much different. For the sake of the story, her name can be D. In our area, cases have been low, so we've started to go out more with the whole gang. Extra precautions aside, things look to be normal. We eat at a semi-formal restaurant, as it's our custom. Things seem fine until the bill comes and it's time for each of us to settle up. D starts to get shifty and starts tapping at her phone. She stands up quickly and says that she needs to go. It's an emergency. She speed walks out of the dining room and out of sight. We try to text and call after, but no answer. And we end up absorbing her part of the bill. A one-time favor for a friend in need, right? The second part of our routine is to go to the host's house, where we drink, watch movies, and have a good time. Kelly was going to be the host this time. We're not much for gossip, but Dee's odd behavior mixed with her previous antics got us on the topic. All six of us shared some stories, and it looks like every one of us has had some personal run-in with our friend. The second time we all go out to dinner, everything seems well. Dee ordered a bunch of mixed drinks and seemed thoroughly tipsy. Foolishly, we believed that she would pay her tab this time. Before the waiter could even bring up how we wanted the bill split, Dee excused herself to the bathroom and did not return. We all have jobs along with scholarships, so thankfully money isn't our primary worry. However, last time's bill paired with Dee's inflated dinner and alcohol tab would set us collectively back about $300. Reluctantly, we paid. Although we didn't see her, it was assumed that she drove home drunk. We rendezvoused to the host's house, very annoyed and in no mood to party. Again, Dee ignores our calls and does not open our messages. We busy ourselves by trying to get in touch with some of Dee's friends. Through the mishmash of conversation, it was revealed that Dee was receiving a stipend from her father and that she was saving up to buy herself a new Tesla. Not only did she have a job, but she was getting free money from her dad. There was no reason for her not to pay her bills after she ate. I guess she thought this way, she could get her Tesla faster. We had collectively been fed up with her. Since all of us felt burned, we decided to plan some revenge. We knew she had the cash, she just didn't feel obligated to hold her weight. At this point, we were all waking up to see how entitled she could be. Our sense of loyalty and nostalgia has blinded us for way too long. Today was the day. We decided to go out to a very nice restaurant today, about twice the price of what we normally do. Dee looked so excited, bless her. We all ate, drank, and had a great time. Dee had ordered so many drinks and was drunk again. we were careful not to wait too long, or else D would dash. So just as dessert was over, and the prospect of after-dinner coffee was being thrown around, we all declared that we had a surprise for D. Next month is her birthday, so we thought it would be reasonable enough time to use it as an excuse for her to close her eyes. D did what she was told, and was instructed not to open her eyes until we said so, because the gift takes a minute to set up. As soon as she closed her eyes, we all got up, quietly filed out of the restaurant, and left her there with her eyes closed. Just as we were pulling out of the parking space, we saw Dee running out of the doors, searching wildly for us. She caught sight of the car just as we rolled away, and middle fingers her eyes. Our phones were blowing up like crazy, tons of vile messages following the calls. I got to thinking, the bill must have totaled around $700 for everyone. We would have never picked this place normally, although the food was very good. The rest of the gang headed to my apartment about 30 minutes later, and we each received a message saying that we owed her $738.17, along with a photo of the bill. She even had the audacity to include her part of the bill in that amount as well, and judging by the receipt, she gave no tip. I replied with this message: "Guess you'll have to dip into your Tesla fund. We know you can afford it." To say she went crazy is an understatement. She went coconuts. She tore us a new one on Twitter. She blocked us, then unblocked us to rip into us some more, and then blocked us again. Now Kelly, who has an alternate Snapchat account, is treating us to her near-psychotic rants, talking about fake whores who never did anything for her. I guess that's us. Maybe next time, she'll learn to pay for herself like an adult. Ugh. $0 tip on a $700 bill? Guys, oh my goodness. That must have been a slap in the face for the person who was waiting on their table the whole night. But, guys, OP is a good-hearted person though. So I scrolled through the comments and OP left this message: "I plan on calling the restaurant tomorrow and asking for our waiter's hours so I can get his tip to him. We don't intend to leave him high and dry." Knowing that OP plans to do this makes this revenge story so much sweeter. I hope that Tesla is worth losing all of your friends for. But I wouldn't be surprised if she thought it was, though. Would you be?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This next story is titled, "Students Pranked Me. I Had the Last Laugh." I spent 10 years teaching high school humanities at a small private school. For my first 2 years, I didn't have a classroom, just a small office. I would bring whatever I needed for each class on a cart and go from room to room. This was incredibly inconvenient, and not being the most organized of teachers to begin with, it made things difficult to keep track of. There were a group of 11th grade boys who decided to make things a little more difficult for me. They were good kids. We got along well. I coached several of them on the school soccer team, but they decided that since my office would often be empty, it was a great place to prank. It was never anything too serious. Things falling over when I opened the door, or things disappearing for a day, and then turning up in a different place the next day. Nothing was ever damaged, and I could never prove who it was, even though I knew. My school had mandatory final exams in each academic course. I didn't think they were necessary, so I would generally make them pretty easy with a lot of preparation. I would give out study sheets and play review games for a couple of weeks before the test, and there was no reason the students wouldn't do well on them. A few nights before the offending boys had their exam, I had a brainwave. I created a second exam. Gone were the multiple choice questions and the obvious things from the review sheets. In their place came detailed questions about concepts that were briefly mentioned in class, essay question after essay question, ambiguous questions with no clear answers, definitions of words that there was no way they knew. It took a couple of hours, but I laughed the whole time. When the test came, I had the special exams at the bottom of the pile and handed them out to each of the four or five boys. I told my vice principal what was happening and he insisted on being present. I started the timer and watched as the boys flipped over their papers. It was all I could do to keep a straight face. Their eyes went wide, their heads were shaking, panic was settling in, especially as they saw their classmates flying through the exams. One of the boys raised their hand and I said, "Sorry, no questions during the final. You should be prepared based on your study sheets." I let them go for about 10 minutes of terror before I gathered the fake test and gave them the real ones. They all passed with flying colors and never pranked my office again. It was glorious. This was a pretty wholesome revenge. It's always fun when students have a great relationship with their teachers and do little harmless things like this. I used to have an amazing physics teacher who would laugh at the pranks we pulled on him, and he pulled some pretty good pranks on us himself. He was a stellar guy. This last story is titled, "Wife Tries to Force Husband's Family to Sell Their Grandfather's Cabin to Buy Her Out in Divorce." The brother of a good friend of mine went through a divorce last year. The divorce was fairly messy. His soon-to-be ex-wife was trying to get as much as she could. My friend and his siblings all jointly inherited their grandfather's cabin a few months earlier. It's situated on a private island in Canada that's been owned by the family for four generations. It's about 5,000 square feet and easily worth over $3 million. And their grandfather had several unexpected private offers over that value, all refused with no interest in selling. The family was notified by her lawyer that she was requesting payment to buy her out of her 1/6 ownership. Each sibling owned 1/3, and she was trying to claim half of her husband's share. They tried to discuss a few alternatives, such as giving her the right to usage, but no ownership. She declined, and apparently intent on forcing them to sell it, since she knew that none of them could afford to front the money to their brother to keep their cabin in their ownership. Their lawyer, a family friend, did a bunch of work to find a favorable solution for them. In looking over grandfather's will, he discovered that the divorcing brother did not in fact own any part of the island with a cabin on it. It seemed that their grandfather brought up a bunch of other islands nearby the cabin and willed them to his grandchildren separately. He only owned a small nearby island made up of rocks and gravel, not big enough to build on and not worth any money at all. Not wanting to give her anything at all, they made her an offer to give her 75% usage rights of the island for 25 years with no ownership. In the offer, they named the worthless island by its legal land title name. She made a counteroffer, which was identical, but she wanted to add her rights to rent the island out for profit, and she wanted choice over her time allocation, which she drafted in the offer. They agreed. Apparently, her new boyfriend was more interested in the cabin than the money. They mailed her a set of keys for the, quote, cabin, as well as a fake key with a bright yellow floating foam keychain, to give her the impression that there would be a boat available to get to the island. They allowed her to believe that her deal was for the cabin's island for quite a while, as the divorce was still not finalized. Her first weekend with the island was a long weekend, and she invited her family out, along with her new boyfriend, a 400-kilometer drive. They were greeted by my friend's dad and their lawyer. The whole thing was planned by their lawyer, who I'm fairly good friends with as well. He tells me that her family was stranded on the island for hours as they hired a barge to ferry them over, and they waited until the barge left before going over the details of what she agreed to. He says she attempted legal action once more after that, accusing the family of fabricating the will after the fact. Apparently, her lawyer dropped the case before it even started. So basically, OP's friend got screwed. He didn't even get partial ownership of the cabin, he got a worthless island with rocks. Could the grandfather have foreseen the future that divorce was coming and purposely did that? Guys, we'll never know. And that brings us to another end of our slash pro revenge. Guys, if you missed the last episode, a sleazy landlord messes with a lawyer's son, and he loses everything. If you haven't seen it, check it out, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.